This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Shelby Mandeville Wheeler is joining us on the WBEN Liveline this morning. She owns a small farm in Heartland in Niagara County and sells eggs. And there's a lot of news on eggs lately, shortages, surging prices. Shelby, thank you for joining us. We're wondering what you're noticing as someone who has chickens and sells eggs.
Good morning. Thank you for having me. Really what I'm noticing is it's a pretty scary thing. Thankfully, it hasn't really affected me. I haven't lost any birds, but it's really terrifying because, you know, if one gets sick, test positive for it, you lose your whole flock. I've noticed, you know, prices going up to around me about $7 a dozen for eggs in the local stores.
I mean, that is wild to kind of think about that, how prices have skyrocketed with eggs, all being blamed on this bird flu that, of course, you're looking out for. When it comes to the eggs and, you know, the prices going up because we're hearing about this shortage, has that made its way down to farms your size? Have you noticed any uptick in demand or anything like that?
Yeah, actually, in the last couple of weeks, several new people have touched base with me and asked me about getting eggs for me. Because, like I said, prices are around $7 a dozen where I am, and I'm only asking for half that because I'm really only looking to supplement feed costs and such, and they know where they're coming from if they get them for me.
Do you have regular customers and then suddenly a lot of new customers then?
I do. I have the same people that have been buying for several years, but then I do have maybe five or six new people that have asked me within the last few weeks at least.
Oh, well, a lot of people wondering, you know, where do we get the eggs now? You mentioned this bird flu, and, you know, if one gets sick, then really the entire flock of chickens is, what can you do? I mean, has this been, we've heard about it before, but has this been this big of an issue before in recent memory?
Not in recent memory. I'm only in my mid-20s, but not in recent memory. No, I can't remember having an issue this severe.
Is there anything you can do? Can you take any precautions with your own chickens to kind of keep them safe from bird flu?
So when it was first discovered that this was an issue in our area, I had actually locked my birds inside their coop for a couple of months because I was worried about them being exposed. But then when I realized that it wasn't just going to be a quick thing, it wasn't going to pass, I actually built a fence for them. They weren't free range anymore. I didn't want them exposed to the wild birds. And I put a net canopy over the top so wild birds couldn't get in, so they couldn't get out. And it's mostly a matter of just cleaning their feed pans really well and cleaning their water pans really well, just hoping to keep any contamination down.
I mean, it's got to be tough to keep your eye on that. And then also what you're doing with these eggs. You mentioned more and more people coming and looking for eggs somewhere else where they might not have to pay as much as they do in the store right now. What do you tell people generally, and what can you tell people right now about what the difference is between an egg that you might sell them grown, you know, on a small farm versus what you see in a carton in the store shelf?
Well, definitely the quality as well. What you put into a chicken is what's going to come out of a chicken in the egg. So I get my feed from a local mill. So you know where the ingredients are sourced locally. They're healthy ingredients for these birds. And also the freshness. Freshness is a big deal with the eggs that you're getting in the store, because eggs in the store could be months old, where you know, as if I'm selling you eggs, they're all within the last week.
Are you selling out of your eggs? I mean, there's no way I was going to say, there's no way to boost production, is there?
No, the only way to boost production is to get more birds, but then that's another reason I've had to raise my price a little bit within the last year, because the cost to replace older hens that aren't laying as much anymore, the chicks have just become so expensive to buy, and then the feed costs have increased as well, and it's just become so expensive to produce the same amount of eggs I was just a couple years ago.
I mean, it's more expensive for you. So are you thinking this changes the way you operate at all? I mean, going forward, were you planning on maybe, you know, getting some more birds that now not so much?
Yeah, I was actually having a conversation about that with my husband the other day about what we were going to do in terms of more chickens, because I'm down to a couple dozen chickens now, and I have more people asking me all over the place everywhere I go for eggs. But then with the cost, I think I'll have to see how things pan out as far as the severity of this in the next couple months to come, when I would be getting chicks.
Do you raise more than chickens, Shelby?
I do. I have an assortment of a lot of things.
Like what? And do they lay eggs too?
Yep. I have ducks, I have turkeys, and I have guinea hens as well.
I know sometimes, you know, I've seen some turkey eggs around there. What's that like? I've never had a turkey egg.
They're really full of protein. They're really good for you. They have more flavor than a chicken egg is. And obviously they're a lot larger. So I like using them for baking as well as duck eggs, because you can use one large turkey egg or one large duck egg in place of two chicken eggs.
Shelby, thank you so much. We've learned a lot.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. Shelby Mandeville Wheeler joining us from Heartland this morning, where she has a small farm at Farm Stand and sells eggs.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.